You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
First dates.
Mm-hmm.
Found this list. Women hate almost every idea for a first date, John.
It seems like it. That's what makes it so difficult.
So we asked you, what is the ideal first date? And that's men and women. Let us know. 248-539-9797. Ticket texter says, John and Jim, I'm curious if you ask Heather, how much should a man spend on a first date? I'm thinking $50 to $100.
I am so far removed from the dating scene that I don't even really... I mean, nowadays, though, I would say it has... I mean, I would expect it probably would be over $50.
A dinner for two with drinks is...
I mean, just when
we
go out, like, it's expensive. Things are so expensive. Drinks are, like, $15 for a crazy cocktail, right? Like, it's expensive. So I would say, it's probably going to cost you $50 at least.
Well, I mean, if you go to Applebee's, it's going to cost you at least $50.
Do not take a girl to Applebee's.
Okay, so some of the other ones on this list.
This is the first date. You're trying to make a really great impression.
Interesting that there's not one restaurant on here.
What?
BJ's. It's a great restaurant.
Is that what you were laughing about off air?
That's one of the things I was laughing about. It's one of the reasons. But the other, I mean, there's another one on here, and I would never do this for a first date. You'd have to be, maybe you met at this place. I don't know that it would be a first date, but the gym?
No, you'd have to be a couple gym rats, and even then, date three or four, maybe.
Just dinner and drinks, I feel like, is appropriate, but it just says not like a...
Like a chain.
But there's different levels of chains, right? Like, you
so like
have
a Roots
different
Chris
tiers.
Is a chain. That wouldn't be a objectionable.
No.
Right.
First date at the gym is obnoxious for everybody else at the gym.
Yeah. Dan in Plymouth says, Heather doesn't have a clue. He doesn't put any context.
About going to Applebee's, I do have a clue. Do not take a girl to Applebee's. Chili's, whatever. They're all the same.
Brian at work says, Heather, Cheesecake Factory is not Chuck E. Cheese, despite what you think. It's just fine for a first date.
I've never been. I did say I've never been there, but I picture it being like a really family-friendly restaurant. And maybe that's why some of those chains to me aren't where I'd want to go.
The problem with the Cheesecake Factory is when you go... If you go at a normal, quote-unquote, date time for dinner, you may have to wait 45 minutes to an hour before you even get a table. And I don't know that you want to be standing around waiting. And you don't want to go for the early bird special because then you feel like you're 70 years old.
Right.
Eating dinner at 4:30.
Texter says, I'm 41 years old. I have been married for 12 years, dated my wife for 3 before that. What in the world are these girls' expectations for a first date these days? Heather, where are the 5 locations that are acceptable for a first date?
Like I said, there's different tiers of chain restaurants, but there's a lot of local restaurants that you could go to. I mean, I could sit here and make a list, I guess.
No, but pick a city, and there's all kinds of standalone restaurants that I would say are they're not, tablecloth, fine China restaurants, but they're standalone. You can get an entree for $25.
Again, we're not in the dating scene, so that's kind of why we're trying to figure out what it would be. And you mentioned how much you would spend. I get going to a Roost Chris or something of that style.
Morton's.
But
it doesn't have to be.
You may also be setting yourself up for failure because now all of a sudden the girl that you are interested in, and if she's interested in you, that might be a one-off. I can only afford that once this year.
At the same time, though, I think the one texter acknowledged you're getting judged the other way, though. If you only buy a $5 coffee, then what kind of broke boy is this? I don't want to go on dates with him.
Heather, somebody just texted in the zoo.
I love the zoo.
So you would like that?
I don't hate that.
You know what? I probably would like that. There's opportunity for conversation, right? Well,
walk around. What if he wanted to hold your hand while you're walking around on a first date?
Depending on how it's going.
I like the guy? Hold my hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that too far on the first date, John?
No, it's not. I want to know her.
You got to wait for the third date before you can hold hands.
Yeah. Hold hands leads to going all the way. It's the first move.
Joe in Highland, let's get your thoughts. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. So I am going to hand out some wisdom to all the first daters out there that are nervous as to where to go.
Okay.
My son and his friends always came to me because I'm a crazy fun dude. Where do I take this girl out on a first date to really like? I said, you guys, it's easy. I live in Milford. Go get some coffee. Then you go to Kensington. Then you go to the nature trail, and you walk the nature trail about halfway around. You pull out a little bird seed, put some in her hand and some in your hand. And birds will come land on your hands. You will expose her to your tenderness and how awesome you are. It is a winning first part of the date. After that, then go take her somewhere. She's worthy of a nice meal.
If she's worthy, you feel it out.
Okay. Yeah.
Could be a long first date.
Could be, but sometimes those are the best first dates. Where you lose track of time.
That's a good first date.
Yeah.
I like it.
Joe, I think it's a good idea. It's outdoors, but it's not like you're not taking her in like the woods. It's like a public trail.
Come with me into the woods.
Yeah.
Like make it out alive. Like that could get a little.
At dusk, sun setting.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no. Never heard from again.
It's a dove.
Ooh. Rick in Newport.
Yummy.
Rick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
What's up?
Good.
My anniversary is the 28th of this month. Our first year anniversary, me and my wife.
Congrats.
Of marriage or dating?
Marriage. Okay. Yeah, we got married almost a year ago. But our very first date was Applebee's, and then we went to Saunders for a cream puff.
How old were you on your first date? Like how?
So this is 3 years ago. So I'm 32 now. So I met her when I was 28.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, 4 years ago.
Okay.
So
there you go.
Yeah, I mean,
so love can be found at Applebee's. Is what he's saying?
Terrible.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, you're getting more than one testimonial on the ticket text today for it. A couple other responses. The easy answer. The easy answer is church. Signed, Carrie Carpenter. Keep in mind, Heather said she needs 10 dates before she'd consider doing the deed. That's a lot of high-end dates. Young people aren't rich, Heather.
I did go back and change that a little bit after I said that. You threw that question out there when you said three, and I thought, what? That's fast. That's a long time. Yeah, a lot of dates. Yeah, 10 dates.
Before you're knocking boots?
Could be, yeah. Could be a very long time.
This one says a Japanese...
10 dates? Now that I said that last time.
I know, we don't need to go back there. You guys have different definitions, as do I.
What was your answer?
Forever.
20 dates? Come on.
I do.
Okay. Sure.
Just in case the girls are listening.
There you go.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Japanese steakhouse, we shared a table. It was awful for a first date.
Oh,
you
know
what I'm saying?
Not a good idea.
Like hibachi thing.
Well, oh, wow. That would be, I mean, that.
You think it'd be good?
Yeah.
Because it takes the pressure off of the awkwardness of just the two of you?
Yeah, and it involves a little bit of action. There's somebody else that's also generating some conversation.
But what if you're sitting next to another couple who's very, like, loud and boisterous, and then you're, like, constantly, like, hearing what they're talking about? Like, it's not intimate. I like the idea of the food being prepared in front of you. That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Something, it gives you something to talk about if things aren't going well.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Text from an older single gal, as she puts it. I'm tired of first dates where the men think the evening will end with sex. No, my ideal first date is breakfast, brunch, or lunch. There's no commitment after. If things go well, you could set up a future date. My personal experience have been horrible with the men I have dated. When they found out I have my own home and my kids are out, they think they can move in right away.
Ooh.
Yikes, that does not sound fun.
No.
I'd go on a brunch date. That sounds good.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially if it's a buffet. A buffet.
No, do you want to pig out on a first date?
What? No. You shouldn't pig out on a first date.
No, and also it comes. Never mind. Well, I'm going to.
And I think women feel the pressure, obviously, way more than guys. But you also don't want to look like a slob.
Well, no, but I'm not sitting there. You don't.
Also, buffet looks cheap, too, right?
That's what I was going to say, and then I decided not to because I felt like I was going to be ripped apart.
I'll say it so you won't. It does make you look cheap, too. It's like, well.
A buffet?
Yeah.
There's some high-end buffets.
Suppose. Like, if you're in Vegas and you're going to pay, like.
Yeah, sure. Hey, first date. Let's go to Vegas.
Fly out to Vegas. Hit the slots. Go to the buffet. Hit the show. Go to the Sphere. That might be the acceptable first date for some.
Yeah.
Listeners are submitting their ideal first dates. We found a list online of a bunch of bad first date ideas from women. Some good ideas. Listeners submitting the DIA.
Don't take me there.
Boring?
No. Yeah. I mean, do you want me to look like I'm DIA, in pain all night long?
How about Topgolf? That's also coming on the ticket text.
Oh, Topgolf would be cool.
There's food, drink,
Topgolf
activity.
Fun. That'd be great.
Okay. Ticket texter says, I had a guy take me to Applebee's for a first date. He ordered a well-done steak with ketchup. Awful date, one and done, never again.
Yeah, I mean, well, so the food order is what...
Telling.
More turns you off than...
See, don't yours have to have a kids menu, Heather, so you can get grilled cheese?
Me?
Yes.
No, I don't eat off the kids menu.
I'm not sure about that. Based on hearing your...
Yeah, can I get a side of
her palate.
Gummy bears with that?
Maybe Swedish fish, right?
I do like gummy bears.
One text just says, why would we ask Bridezilla this question? We already knew her response. James in Traverse City.
Yes.
It's 97.1.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.